Good morning.
What was the title? Something about.
Alright. Time to do justice. Okay, we'll try and get through some material that runs across the board of Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayisora, and beyond. Try and pull out a powerful message to see if there is a difference between the two. First of all, in Parshas Vayera, it says that Avraham was sitting Pesach Ha'Ohel, v'hu yoshev Pesach Ha'Ohel, kechoim hayoim, in the heat of the day. Why was he sitting there? Famous Rashi, liroitim yesh oivav v'shov, to see if there was any travelers, anybody walking nearby in the desert, who might need inviting in to eat, drink, rest up, and so on and so forth. And everyone knows the story. Avraham Avinu is sitting there, he looks this way and that, and there's no one. And Avraham is distressed because Avraham Avinu wants guests. So what happens? So first of all, it says Hashem Dafka made it extra warm, so people shouldn't bother Avraham Avinu, because at the age of 99 he just performed Bris Milah on himself, so he was probably very weak. And Avraham Avinu still in his distress wanted to have the guests, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him three visitors. Now, as we know, that they weren't regular visitors; they were malachim. They were on the way to Sodom, etc. So the question is like this: very simple. First of all, if Avraham Avinu is indeed such a compassionate, caring, giving individual, and he looks out into the distance and sees that no one needs his help, Baruch Hashem, great. Right? No one's dusty, no one's hungry, no one's dehydrated, no one's thirsty, no one needs my help. What's he upset about? This is the most wonderful situation imaginable. Someone who cares about others, no one needs any help, everyone must be doing very well today, number one. Number two, does the Rebbeinu Shalom really need to send Avraham Avinu angels? Halacha? Hashem's lacking Bedouins? Some vagabonds wandering around the desert. I could have found some. Needs to dig into a treasure trove of angels to make Avraham happy. And then Avraham Avinu thinks that they're really people. What's going on? It's a strange story. Avraham Avinu, his whole life is running around helping people. Here he really wants to help them. First of all, that in itself is an explanation. And then what does Hashem do? He sends him Michal and Gabriel. Question number one. Very important question. Secondly, in other words, it's true that Malachim were on their way to the Sodom, and they made a detour by Avraham's tent. We understand that. But he wanted to perform chesed. What's wrong with performing chesed on just some Arabs? Number one. Number two, in Parshas Lech Lecha, we just saw yesterday, and this is perhaps an even more difficult question. We know that Avraham Avinu went through 10 tests. I saw in this Yonis, Avraham Avinu had to withstand, and he did. And amongst them, we know some of the very difficult ones. He jumped into a fire, and he had to sacrifice his son. These things were difficult. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we learn about the Nisayon of Lech Lecha itself. Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha me'adzchom, la'adzchom yisavichol, la'ayot ha'sheyarecho, get up and leave. Get up and leave. And there are places in the Mepharshim and the Rishonim that ask, which was the most difficult Nisayon that Avraham Avinu had to undergo? There's a machlokes, first of all, what the ten were, and secondly, which was the most difficult. In other words, there is a question here, as to what was more difficult. Avraham Avinu leaving his home, and the place of his birth, and the place of his upbringing, his father's house. What was more difficult, that Nisayon or the Nisayon of? The Akedah. Now I ask you, here's Avraham Avinu, no children, no money, no fame, no one knows who he is, living in a place of depravity, of idol worship, decadent society, but nothing going on. The Boshman himself appears before Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu had no doubt this was not in the Nisayon in Emunah. He says clearly, this was not in the Nisayon in Emunah, it's a different type of Nisayon. And Hashem says to him, come with me, and I'll provide you with a family, with money, with fame, with comfort. What's the big deal? people nowadays move across continents for far less of a nice business deal. Far less, on a whim, from an employer that has absolutely no track record at all. They meet somewhere and he says, listen, these are the benefits, this is the salary, this is the house, would you like to move to Timbuktu? Sure, why not? What's the big deal? The Boyzler himself says, I don't have any money, fame, glory, children. What's the big deal? That's in the science. What's in the science? What's the big deal? It's amazing. It's a big question. Let me ask one more. That's one more question. Pashas Chayisara. Pashas Chayisara, Eliezer is sent out to go looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. We all know. Pashas Chayisara. This is what he does. This is what he says. By Yikach Ever Sar Gemalim. By Yavrei Chag Gemalim. Michutz Lo'ir El Be'er Hamoy. Outside the city, by a well. By Yoimarim, he says, Eliezer says these words. He says, Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham. He says, Asei Chesed. Do some Chesed for me. And then he begins like this. Hine Anoichi Nitzov Al Ein Hamoyim. Here I am standing by the well. Uvenois anshi hoyer, etc. Vohoyo hanaro asher oimar eleho, etc. Hati no chadech veeshte. Ubo eidak yosiso chesed emadun. Eliezer saying, I'm standing here by the well, and this is where the people come to draw water from. This is where the girls come to draw water from. And it should be that if a naro shows up and she offers water to me for my gemalim, then I'll know that she's the right one for Yitzchak. Here's the question. Eliezer begins davening. I'm standing here by the well. He needs to tell the Moshe he's standing by the well. I mean, is that important? The Moshe doesn't know where he's standing. Is that how we start Ashmanet with the Moshe? I'm standing here in golden green. Or if I thought, we don't normally begin your tefillah. So what's the point of saying why is that even relevant? He's talking to the Moshe. Don't forget. And it's so important that when he relates the story again later to Besuel to prove to him that Rivka indeed is the right shidduch, he says again, this is what happened. I made the camels kneel by the well, and I said the following prayer, and I said, I'm standing by the well, and the girls are... He should have just said, if a girl comes out of a local house and offers my camels and myself to drink, that would be the sign that this is a shidduch for Yitzchak. Why do you have to tell the Mishle where he's standing? Why is that even relevant? Why do we have to know that? Quick review of the three questions we've asked, just for the benefit of those of us who were and weren't here to begin. Avraham Avinu was sitting by his tent, and he wants guests. If he's truly a Baal Chesed, he shouldn't care whether people need him or not at that moment. We'll see in a moment if that's true. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to send him angels, malachim, ki'ilu, as if to say that the Baruch Hashem is lacking to people who are wandering through a desert who need a good cup of tea. Question number one. Question number two, in Lech Lecha, we see that the Nesoin of Avraham Avinu was, he had to leave his home. Poor thing. The end of Noach, it says that Terach died already. The Rishonim say he hasn't died yet. But for all intents and purposes, he was dead. So what's Avraham Avinu leaving behind already? A place of nothing to a place of glory. Who wouldn't do that? Who wouldn't do it for far less? From Parshat Chayisara, this whole parsha here with Yitzchak and Eliezer and Rivka, and they shift to come out, and he has to make a point of seeing where he's standing. The reason we have these questions is because we need to understand what chesed is in the eyes of the Rishonim, in the eyes of the Torah. What does chesed truly mean? What is chesed? What is true chesed? Let's look at Lech Lecha first. This is an amazing insight that answers everything that we need to know. The reason why this is so important is because Rav Dessler tells us and other Balei Musa tell us that all of life, all of our midas and all of our ma'asim tovim revolve around this nekuda. Everything. It's true that Avraham Avinu was offered great things. It's true that Avraham Avinu was told, It's true that Avraham Avinu was going to a place of amazing blessing and tremendous success, and he would be able to develop his dream and his mission and his career in life through Yitzchak. It's true. But is that why he went? Is that why he went? Let's look inside. Vayelech Avram, it says, but kasher divrei Hashem. Why did he go? Not because I'm going to have kids. Not because I'm going to have a bigger bank account. Not because everybody's going to know who I am. But because kasher divrei Hashem, because Hashem wants me to go. What am I going to do with my children? How am I going to use my money? How am I going to put my fame to best use? That was what was going through his mind. A true Baal Chesed is thinking, it's not about me. A true Baal Chesed, which is Avraham Avinu, is thinking, how can I use what I have to the best for Klal Yisrael, for everybody else? If I have anything, whether it's children or not, if I have any talent, if I have any koyach, if I have money, if I have a power, if I have a way with people, I need to use it. I need to put it to good use. He's not thinking about himself, he's thinking about everybody else. That's Avraham Avinu. Could Avraham Avinu, could he rise to the occasion and be told you're going to be getting everything you could possibly wish for in life and still not think for himself? That's a very difficult decision. That's very difficult. To take all of that and say, I'm only doing it because it's the right thing to do. It's a tremendous insight. Let's before we come back to Lech Lecha and Vayera Chaitzara, let's go to the side for a second and ask this question. Avraham Avinu is famous for two things. Avraham Avinu is famous for Chesed. Al Shlosha Devarim Ha'olam Oymed Al Torah Al Avodah Vatmeh Chassadim. Torah is Yaakov, Avodah is Yitzchok. He comes to talk with Avraham Avinu. Bala Chesed, Bala Chesed, Bala Chesed. Everyone knows Chesed Avraham. Just remember the Yaakov Chesed Avraham. Chesed is Avraham Avinu. That's Chesed. Wait a second. Isn't Avraham Avinu famous for something else? Didn't he bring Hakara of the Rebbeinu Shlem to the world? Doesn't it say Avraham Avinu recognized the one Hashem? Isn't Avraham Avinu, doesn't Avraham Avinu go down in history as the inventor of monotheism? Isn't Avraham Avinu credited with having found the one God and presenting that emunah to the world? Which is it? Which is it? You can't go down in history as a legend for two things. You can't do that. It's either one or the other. Those people go down. This is what he was. What was Avraham Avinu? Was he the Baal HaChesed or was he the Baal HaEmunah? And it says that he mixed it to himself, because wherever Avraham Avinu went, he would make sure people ate, and then he made them say Brichas Amosim afterwards to recognize the one Hashem. What was he focused on in life? What was his avoda? We know the Yitzchak was Gevura, or Yitzchak was Din. That's the same idea. Yaakov was Emet, Yaakov was Torah, Torah's Emet. What was Avraham Avinu? Was it Emunah or was it Chesed? It's a tremendous question. So what the Baal HaMachshava would say, based on the Midrash, that Avraham Avinu, it says, Ro'ah Bilo de Lekes, and despite all the arguments of the time, and all the great philosophers of the time, and the great thinkers of the time, and the leaders of the time, who were stressing, who's Avodah Zarah basically, he stood against the tide, and he said, one Rebbeinu Shlom, Shem Echad Ushmo Echad. He found that. But then Avraham Avinu asked himself a question. One Rebbeinu Shlom created one universe. Why? 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 He looked around, he saw that the world was not an accident, he saw there must be a purpose in life, and he asked the intelligent question, why? And he answered it with three words, Olam Chesed Yibone. That's why. The Rebbeinu Shlom had absolutely no need for a world whatsoever. But Derech HaToiv Lehetiv. And the Rebbeinu Shlom is Toiv. HaToiv, Kilecho Rachamecha, HaToiv, Shimcho. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Toiv. So he was native by creating a world that could benefit from his Toiv, from his Chesed. Avraham Avinu said, if that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom is, and that's why he created this world that I see, then we need to emulate that. In other words, Chesed is not a reactive midah. That's what Avraham Avinu is teaching us. Chesed is not a reactive midah. It's not when somebody needs something, then I react to that person's need. It's not when someone's leg is broken that I help them cross the road. It's not when someone has a baby that I step up to the plate and offer them meals. It's not when somebody is in a financial bind that I help them out with a loan. That's called reactive chesed. That's the chesed of the world out there. Avraham Avinu is teaching us that if that's chesed, then the Rebbeinu Shlom would never have created a universe. Because there was no lacking. There was no people, there was no human race that needed his chesed. But the Rebbeinu Shlom's chesed was proactive. He created an environment in order that he could perform chesed. There was no need for the chesed. Rebbeinu Shlom was teaching us but yet I created the need for chesed in order that I could perform the chesed. I dug the hole in order that I could fill it. Avraham Avinu said, I'm going to do the same thing. He's sitting at the door of his tent, and he says to himself, no guests. So what would many people do? Rub their hands together in glee and say, fine, no one needs my help. Turn around, go back inside, close the doors, and enjoy a quiet evening. That is the mindset of chesed, no one needs me, I'm off the hook. Avraham said, mistake. Avraham Avinu understood that the world was created in a way that we have to create opportunities for chesed. We have to go and make them. And if we don't, we're not spiritually fulfilled in ourselves. That's what Avraham Avinu recognized. In order to be a true Oyed Hashem, to be a perfect, spiritually fulfilled person, I need to be doing chesed, and if there's no opportunities to do chesed, I have to create the opportunity in order to do that chesed. So Avraham Avinu is sitting in his tent thinking, Oyvei, because it's so hot for my benefit, I have no one to do chesed to. So he was davening, the person, please, send me chasodim, send me opportunities to do chesed. What's the Bereshit's response? Shem turns around and says, listen, if I'm going to answer Avraham Avinu's prayer, I'm going to have to make people suffer. I'm going to have to send people that are hungry, that are dusty, that are tired, that are thirsty. I don't want to do that. Why should I make people suffer in order that Avraham Avinu can create chesed? So Bereshit sends the Malachim. Malachim didn't need Avraham Avinu's chesed, but Avraham Avinu could perform his chesed with all his heart and all his soul and all his vigor, because as far as Avraham Avinu was concerned, he saw Shlosha Anoshim Nitzon Malach. This is the emes of Chesed Shel Avraham, of the understanding of the mindset that I need to be about chesed at all times, and if I can't, then it's not Yenna's problem that I can't help him. It's my problem. Like the Gemara says, when someone knocks on your door, Yosim Masha Hanosin, Nosin the Makabal, and Makabal Nosin the Nosin. More than you are helping the person on your doorstep, the person on your doorstep is helping you. It's a very high level, but it's true. Baruch Hashem, I should be thinking, that the tables are not turned, and I'm not standing on his doorstep asking him for money. Baruch Hashem, I have the opportunity that I can become greater by doing chesed to the person on my doorstep. This is what Avraham Avinu was trying to bequeath to Klal Yisrael throughout time. This understanding of what it means to be somebody who can claim to be Ben Bono Shel Avraham Avinu, somebody who's looking out to create an opportunity for chesed, looks around the community and says, no one's knocked on my door to help, no one's come clamoring asking me for help, for my money, for my time, but I'm going to go out into the community trying to give of myself, give of my time, give of my money, give of my talents. That's what it means to be a chesed Shel Avraham. Where did Avraham Avinu, we'll come back to this talk soon, where did Avraham Avinu manage to ascend to this elevated, lofty level of chesed? At the Akedah itself. Because what happened at the Akedah was, the Rebbein Shalom telling Avraham Avinu to sacrifice his son, to perform an act that required a midah of immense achzorius, to sacrifice his own son. The very opposite of everything Avraham Avinu stood for. How did Avraham Avinu overcome that design? Very simply, Avraham Avinu stood up and said, is my chesed for me? Am I here for myself? Do I need to be a kind and compassionate figure and individual because I'm a kind, caring type of person? Or do I need to do it because it's the right thing? Is it lech lecho mi'artzucho kasher dibre ilov Hashem? Or is it because that's the kind of guy that I am? And the truth is, if you look around this community, any place, any society, you will find there are some people that are naturally inclined towards being friendly and nice. That's just the way they are. They're not working on themselves. On the contrary, some of these people, and we'll see in a second if this is true, some of these people are actually weak. They have a compassionate soul sometimes because they can't bear to see another person suffering, because they translate that person's suffering into their own suffering. It's a very difficult pill to swallow. But the Chorot HaLevavot says that most Rachmanis is like this. most rachmanis is not necessarily the chesed shel Avraham. Most times when we feel compassion to another person, it's not necessarily because we're such wonderful, elevated people and we cry for them. It's not necessarily the pshat. Chovos HaVavos says, really we're crying for ourselves. He even talks about your own children like that. Chovos HaVavos. Amazing. Even a person's closest of kin, his own blood, the care and the attention and the compassion that you display towards them is often only because they're an extension of yourself. It's a selfish chesed. You're being what he calls mischased im atzmoy. You're being mischased with yourself. But true, unadulterated, undiluted, pure chesed, the chesed of Avraham Avinu, that type of chesed takes yourself completely out of the equation. This has nothing to do with me. Lech lecho mi'artecho ve'ertecho le'gogodo v'avarechecho kasha dibrei elav Hashem. The question is, what am I going to do with that tremendous chesed Hashem is doing with me? That is how the Akedah, the Din, the Gevurah of the Akedah, which was with the Yitzchak, of course, qualified the chesed of Avraham Avinu. That his chesed was true, his chesed was pure, his chesed was undiluted. His chesed was the same chesed that Hashem himself was thinking before the world was created. There was absolutely no need, nobody was suffering, nobody was hungry, no one was needy. Why not? Because there was no one. That's why not. And yet he created a needy world in order for him to do chesed. How you understand this on a hashkofa level is not for today. How you understand that Rabbi Shalom had a need, which seems to imply that Rabbi Shalom was lacking on a certain level and therefore created a world in order to fulfill his need, is for a different discussion. But one thing is clear, the Ramchal and all the Mepharshim say that Rabbi Shalom created the world because Derech HaToiv Lehetiv, and Rabbi Shalom was toiv, he was good, and it was the way of the good to do good, and he had no address to which he could do his chesed to, and therefore he created an address in order that he could be in the chesed. And the same was with Avraham. Avraham Avinu looked around the world, there was no one to do chesed to, but that didn't mean that he was off the hook. I need chesed. Version sent him a locker. On the contrary, that's why it was deliberately through the Akedah with Yitzchok that Avraham Avinu could come to the level of chesed. Because Yitzchok is dim. Yitzchok qualified, we'll get to Yishmael in a second. It's very important to understand this Nakuda. Yitzchok qualified the chesed of Avraham Avinu through the Akedah. He made him realize that his chesed was real, and his chesed is not selfish. So this helps us understand what's going on within the Sohn of Lech Lecha. This helps us understand what's going on within the Sohn of Vayeyot to a certain degree, that Avraham Avinu is in pain. He's sitting at his door of his tent, and Rosh Hashanah sends Malachim. Now let's take a look at Eliezer. Eliezer goes out into the big wide world and he's looking for a shidduch for who? For Yitzchak Avinu. Who is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is the son of Avraham. Now we're accustomed to thinking, Avraham, big Baal Chesed. Yitzchak, nah, never helped us all. Yitzchok is din, gvura, stern. That's what we think. And Yaakov is emes. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom to think like that. Yitzchok was merely the other side of Avraham Avinu. He injected, so to speak, the din into the chesed of Avraham. And the truth is, Hashem did that also. Because it says that initially, the Rosh Hashanah wanted to create the world in din, it says. Olam Achshava to create it with din. Then he saw that the world would not be able to sustain itself through din. So therefore, Moshe created chesed, and the connection between chesed and the din created something called rachamim. So the same applies to Yitzchak Avinu. All Yitzchak was about was the qualification within the chesed of Avraham. Our chesed of Avraham was completely enormous, without any gavul, without any border, without any limit. And Yitzchak came and put it into its right border, so to speak, to make sure that the chesed of Avraham would be maintained in this pristine, limited way. In its correct way, not its incorrect way. Very important, isn't it, good? So, Eliezer is looking out. Who's a good shidduch for Yitzchak? Who is the right girl who belongs in the household of Avraham Avinu? Who should be the daughter of Avraham Avinu who understands chesed? And you'll notice in the Lashon of the Pesukim, this is all that's on Eliezer's mind. He doesn't care about anything else. Listen to what he says. Va'asei chesed im Adoni Avraham. And then again he says, Atoi chachta la'avdecho liYitzchak. He's looking for chesed. Who is the Baal of chesed who's sitting to marry Yitzchak and be the daughter-in-law of Avraham Avinu? That's all Eliezer is thinking about. So Eliezer turns up in this place. and he has all these gemalim with him, and he's parked by a well, and he says to himself that if a Nara comes out, and how old is Rifka at this time? 3 years old. The Nara comes out and says, Hatino Chadeich Ve'eshteh Ve'omosh Shisei. Now I'll say to her, Hatino Chadeich Ve'eshteh, and she offers me to drink, and she offers all my camels to drink. Then I'll know that she's the right one. Why? First, if Eliezer shows up in the middle of a desert, there's no water anywhere to be seen, and he asks a little girl for a glass of water, and she says yes, that makes a lot of sense, because she has to go inside the house, fill up a glass of water, bring it out. But Eliezer was not in the desert where there's no water around. He's standing by a public well outside the city. So here's Eliezer, a big, tall, strapping young man who's as strong as 318 men, standing by a well. Picture the scene. Out comes a little 3-year-old girl, and he turns around and says to her, "Can I have some water?" What should Rivka turn around and say to Eliezer? Help yourself. You need a little 3-year-old to help an Eliezer who's as strong as 318 men to feed him and give him water? You're mad. So most people would have turned around to Eliezer and said, "This is crazy. Forget it. It's not chesed. That's not chesed. You don't need my help." Ah, no, but not Rivka. Rivka looks at Eliezer and says to herself, "He does not need my chesed, this man. But I need to do chesed. That's my mitzvah." And that's why Eliezer says, "Dafka," over and again, I'm standing by the well, but Dafka, right next to the well, and this is my test for Rivka. If she comes out and I say, "Can I have some water?" She has two options. She can either turn around and say, "Help yourself," or she can say, no, "An opportunity for chesed. I need chesed, because that's the chesed of Avraham. Then I'll know he will see so chesed in my adonia." What does Rivka do? She gets out, she gets down the big pitcher, and she starts serving the water. What does Eliezer say? "This is Rivka for Yitzchak. This is the right person. This is somebody who understands what it means to be about chesed. It's not about the need of the person who's doing chesed too. It's the need of the person who's doing the chesed." What is Yishmael? Yishmael is the chesed of Avraham out of control. That's what the forum says. The Gemara Kiddushin says, Tisho Kabin of Zanus came down to the world. Tisho Kabin of Zanus. Sorry. Asora Kabin of Zanus. 10 Kabin. 10 portions of Zanus came down to the world. 9 of them were taken by the Arabs. By the Bnei Yishmael. So, why? Sinim of Arshim. Because Zanus is chesed out of control. Who told us that? The Rebbeinu Shlomo. Where? In the Torah. In Parshas Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra. Where Zanus is called Ki Chesed. Why is Zanus called Chesed? Why is Zanus called Chesed? And the Rebbeinu Shlomo say, because it's very profound to think this way. This is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo says. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wouldn't say it. I don't know if anyone could say such a thing. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, this is Pshat. Zanus is a person's attitude towards chesed, that they need to do chesed at any cost and to any address, with no din and no gubur involved at all. No gubulim at all. It's chesed b'li gubur. It's giving of oneself, the most ultimate expression of giving. The most ultimate expression of giving is no questions asked. And Yishmael took that midah of Avraham, that chesed, and instead of channeling it like Yitzchak did through din, he let it rip. And as a result, we have Yishmael. If we had time, we'd go into the depths of this. This is what the Rebbeinu saying. Yitzchak took Avraham's chesed and told us what the chesed is all about. And he married Rivka, and that passed on to Yaakov Avinu. We see this by Yaakov also, very quickly. By the way, I was going to say this, but it's very important to say this as well. Yaakov Avinu finished off this chain. Yaakov Avinu wanted to marry Rachel, do you remember? How many years did he have to wait? 7 years. What does the pasuk say? That the day zipped by as he was waiting for her. Now the question that all the Mephoshim ask is, did they zit by as he was waiting for her? Normally when you're desperate for something, the days drag forever. You're waiting for that job promotion. It feels like a century goes by for that happen. You're waiting for some big holiday where it takes forever. But Avosa Yosef, the days zit by, doesn't make any sense. The answer is again. The reason why we're so desperate for something good to happen in our lives, because we want it for ourselves. We're all tuned in, what's in it for me. So I can't wait for a second because I'm selfish. I want my holiday. I want to marry that person now. So we think Yaakov Avinu, like those Perushim on the Torah out there that are completely trafe, tell us this is one of his romantic stories, and Yaakov falls in love and he has to desperately wait for 7 years. Chas v'shalom! Yaakov Avinu looks at Rachel and says, this is the future Imo. This is the future one of the Imo's of Klal Yisrael. I can build Klal Yisrael with this. It's not about myself. But Ahavosoi Oiso. Not by Avosoi Oiso. It wasn't about his love. It was his love for her. So he just got desperate. Whenever the Mashiach was ready, I'll do it. Yaakov Avinu again understood that his chesed was not about satisfying his own need. He understood his chesed was klapei the other person. Avram Avinu taught us this. Yitzchak taught us this. Yaakov Avinu taught us this. Let me finish with this nekuda. Now, Bresta teaches us that all people can be divided into two categories. There are two categories of all people. There are noisnim and there are noitlim. There are givers and there are takers. And you're either in one camp or the other. That's it. You're either one camp or the other. There is no middle road. He stresses very strongly. There's no middle road. People are either tuned into the radio station called WIFM, what's in it for me, or WIFY, what's in it for you. There are very few people that wake up in the morning and think to themselves, what's in it for somebody else? Avraham Avinu, through Yitzchak and Yaakov Avinu, teaches every person to wake up in the morning and think to themselves, why am I here? Why is there a world? Why am I in my world? Why was my Olam Yibone? That's it. No one needs you for you. No one. We need to think on a consistent basis, what do I have? What's special about my world that I can then turn around and give somebody else? Even if there isn't a need, go out and find that need. That's what Avraham is teaching us. We can build our world through thinking through a pure chesed, which is, I have this and I have that. What am I doing about it? I'm going to have children, the fame and wealth. How am I using them for the greater good?